Hi, hello. Thank you for listening to this today. My name is Choma, or I go by Nurse Choma, and I am a nurse entrepreneur, registered nurse who went into business since 2015. So my first business is actually called Choosing Nursing, where I help nurses or nurse graduates to pass their boards examination. I started that business in 2015. So it's been going on strong, predominantly online. So I grew that business essentially through social media. I was able to, by utilizing the right content marketing tips and strategies, organic as well as paid, I was able to grow that completely with social media. We have over 100,000 followers all across our different social media platforms. And then also been able to generate our email list is about 18,000 subscribers, and then been able to reach 1 million monthly views on Pinterest. So I understand how to leverage social media quickly to generate leads and sales for your business. And so my business, where I help business owners like yourself, is called Marketing Strategic Solutions. And essentially, the goal is to teach you, not maybe I said just teach you, but teach you, provide for you, how to market your business, visibility, and then we also provide actual help with marketing, whether it's social media setup, rebranding, also managing your social media, advertising social media, all of those things. So today I want to talk about how to make an extra 10K per month with marketing, and really showing you how you can leverage it. Because I think for a lot of people, I realize that a lot of people don't understand the connection. A lot of people don't understand the connection. They don't understand like how exactly does marketing equate to money, and like there's like a, especially with social media, there's like some type of for some people there's a discrepancy between the two. Like, how does it really connect? What's the significance? What's the power of it, and et cetera. And what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna give different type of examples that most people can understand, and then connect it to marketing. And then hopefully from there, by providing those examples, it will make the picture clearer and more obvious. So I'm sure you know a farmer, right? So what a farmer is, right? Somebody that plants seeds in the ground, and then with the intention of growing some type of crop or some type of vegetable, fruit, right? And so essentially a farmer, I mean, I'm not, obviously I don't really know a whole lot about farming. I probably know as much as you know, but essentially there's a time in the year, there's a particular time in the season where they will gather seeds of different types, pumpkin seeds, corn seeds, whatever different type of seeds, and they'll plant multiple seeds, and they're very intentional because they have to live off of this, right? They have to be able to create crops and fruits and vegetables, so that way they can not only eat the food for their family, but they can also turn around and sell the crops to businesses who can give them money up front for their crops, right? And so that's essentially how they do business. So I want you to focus on the aspect that they have to plant seeds in the ground. And then they plant multiple types of seeds, and then they water the ground, right? They put water in the ground, and then they allow the sun to literally shine a light right on the ground. And then with time, not immediate, not the next day, not in a couple of hours, not in maybe even a week, but within a period of time, depending on what type of seed they planted in the ground, it begins to grow. And then before you know it, they have so much harvest, right? So much harvest, also rely on the rain to come down, that they can now begin to utilize what they put in the ground. Now, here's the thing. Here's the different elements, though, is that if the farmer puts the seed in bad ground, so if the ground, let's say, if they try to put this seed in ground that wasn't fertile, right? If they try to put this seed in like a rock, like a catapult, or not catapult, I'm sorry, like a flat ground that literally has no actual manure or no actual fertile soil, they could not expect the seed to actually grow, right? Because they're not putting it in fertile ground. So it required the right ground to put the seed in, so that way it could have the potential to grow, the potential to grow. And then they added the water, because water needs to be combined in order to help bring the seed to life. And then they need to rely on the sun in order to shine a light that would be able to fully mature the seed into the vegetable, the fruit that they desire, right? And with time, from doing all of those things over and over and over again, right, it actually produced a harvest that they could rely on, that they could eat, that they could sell, that they could monetize. Hopefully you're already getting where I'm going right now. So in the same regard, what you have to see is that's how you have to treat social media. All right, as a business owner, that's how you have to look at social media. So when you, for example, you have to first identify the seed would be you, right? Mean or your business. The seed would be your company. The seed would be your brand, right? Whatever it is that you can teach people, or whatever services you provide, whatever courses you have, whatever products you yield, whatever books you have, that's the seed, right? That's the seed. And so now what you have to do is that you have to decide, where do I take my seed, i.e., my strategies, my information, my services, my business, and what ground do I need to put it in, so that way it has the potential to yield a harvest. And so in the same regard, that's why it matters where you post. That's why it matters what platform you use, because you want to post, you want to put your content, your strategy, your business, your services, your products, whatever, in the ground where your ideal customer will already be waiting for you, right? So that's why not everybody can use LinkedIn and make money. That's why not everybody can use Pinterest and make money. That's why not everybody can use certain type of platforms, because, or Snapchat, and make money, because it's all about identifying, okay, does this platform, is this where my ideal client or customer is, and does it fit with where they're already at, right? That's why not everybody can use Instagram. It's just about identifying first the platform. So in the same regard with the farmer, the seed in the ground is essentially the fertile place, or the fertile platform where your ideal client or customer has eyes and is watching and is looking and is researching for what you offer, right? That's essentially what it is. So the issue I see for a lot of people, though, is that they are putting their seed in the wrong ground, right? They're putting it in the wrong ground, or their seed is not good seed, meaning that, and I'll put it like this, meaning that like what you're offering is not what people want, right? So that's the part where you have to evaluate whatever your offer is. And it really depends, because there's so many different range of services and industries, that people have. So you have to first make sure that whatever it is that you're offering is actually stuff that people will want, that has value, right? So that way it will have the potential to yield a harvest in the future. So one of the mistakes I see people do is that they put their seed in the wrong ground. They're putting themselves out there in the wrong places. And it's not yielding, it's slow, it's not producing, right? So for example, maybe you're posting your services, your business, whatever, on Snapchat, but your ideal client are elderly people. They're not going to be using Snapchat. Maybe, for example, you're posting your stuff your services, your products, whatever it is that you sell on Pinterest, but your ideal client are men, right? Men are not really on Pinterest. It's that platform is 70% women, right? Maybe for you, you're posting your stuff, you're posting it on Instagram, right? And honestly, your ideal platform could be LinkedIn, right? Because you're trying to reach the B2B market, right? And there's not that many people that's really specific to your industry on that platform. So that's why the first step is to research the platform. If you're going to do marketing by yourself, meaning that you're not going to hire an expert or somebody outside of yourself because you can't do it right now for whatever reason, then you have to take a little bit of time to research each of the different type of social media platforms and understand the population size, what are the predominant type of people that's on there, how much on average do they make. That's where you have to start, right? First, right? So once you start that, and that's why there's power in surveys. That's why it's significant to partner with other businesses or brands or companies that already have influence, because then you can essentially plant your seed, your whatever you have on their ground, which is fertile because it has your ideal client or customer, right? I hope that you're following with what I'm saying today. And that's why I'm not a huge fan of people relying on posting their business, company, whatever on their personal page, right? Not saying that you can't do that, but if you are depending on your friends on Facebook to be your potential client by what you're posting, it's going to be it's going to be slow, right? A slow struggle. The average person maybe has about 1,000 to 3,000 friends on Facebook, right? And so the problem for a lot of people is that nobody wants to start from scratch. Nobody wants to really honestly build. People want the quick shortcut, let me get this right now type of thing. And because of that reason, people are assuming that because there's a number of people that's their friends on Facebook, they're assuming, oh, bam, I have 2,000 Facebook friends. Let me post on here. Let me put out my stuff on here. But your Facebook friends are usually not your ideal client. Your Facebook friends are random, are either people who went to high school with you, middle school, elementary school, right? People who already view you as familiar. So they're not going to be as likely to want to do business with you, right? Because you're too familiar in their eyes, right? People who are those random, oh, you may know this person type of friend. It's usually not your ideal client. It's not people where you did very specific targeting strategies, very specific marketing strategies in order to draw them to you. So it's useless to it's not, let me say useless. It's not very effective. Just like the same way with the farmer. If the farmer planted a seed in ground that was not fertile, ground that was hard as a rock, right? Although there was lots of rock, right? Lots of ground, but it wasn't fertile, they're not going to get a harvest. And that's one of the number one things I see people doing is that they are relying on their Facebook friends to see them, comment, respond. Oh, I want to do business with you. It can happen, but it's not the best tool to utilize because you're limiting your reach significantly, especially if you're putting a lot of energy and the effort into doing that. Like if you're really taking the time to customize that and going live and everything, unless you already have like a lot of followers, which the average person doesn't, meaning that you're a public figure in some way, whether it's small or big, like then that's a little bit different. But if you are the average person, like most people are, you utilizing that platform is not going to be the most effective. So what you have to do is that you have to expand your reach. You have to expand your visibility. That's why you create a Facebook business page, because there's no limitation on who can see you now. When you post on your personal page, only your friends can see you, right? But you're limiting yourself because there's a whole 2 billion people on Facebook that need to see what you offer, right? That's why Reels is very powerful right now. There's people that's literally getting hundreds of thousands, millions of views of on through reels, and we ain't never heard of them. They ain't never been in no movie or anything like that, right? So that's the example right there. Now, the other thing too, that's like I said, the seed, right? Which is i.e. your business, service, brand, cut products, etc. Whatever you're telling people that will help the value that you promote. And then the platform or the ground, right? That's the same thing. And then now water, right? So the farmer has to put water on the ground for it to germinate, for it to begin to grow. Your water is your strategies, okay? Your water is the strategies that you're using to get people to click, to get people to listen, to get people to say, oh, let me message this person. Oh, let me book a call. Oh, let me buy whatever it is. That's your so-and-so water, right? It's the strategies that you're using. That's why it matters when it comes to like your headlines, what headlines you use. That's why it matters when you use hashtags or not. That's why it matters the time of day that you post or you don't post, right? That's why it matters the lighting that you use, right? When you go live, if you go live on your platform, if you post videos, that all that is strategies. All that is watering. That's what all that is equating to, right? So when you only implement one strategy, your harvest will take a long time. You have to use multiple things. There was multiple things that I did that got me over 140,000 views on TikTok in two days. There was multiple strategies I used. I didn't just rely on one thing. And so when you are doing business on your own, what do? You're learning those things on your own, right? You're learning those strategies, which takes time. You're spending hours on YouTube. You're watching YouTube videos, right? In order to learn all those things, right? On your own, and that takes time. You're learning how, what is a green screen? Let me figure out this out. And now you're spending another 1 or 2 weeks trying to figure that out. And then now you have to consider all the technology aspects that you're not aware of. Versus when you hire somebody or get somebody that's already an expert in that area, they can fast track those things for you. Right, so that's the thing. So your water is your strategies. Now your sunlight, right? So your sunlight is the conversion process. Your sunlight is the conversion process. So that essentially means how you convert people into actually giving you the actual money. That's what's going to equate to the convert. So that's the conversion process. Your sunlight is what takes people from I'm interested. To, oh, here's my credit card. Oh, let me pay this invoice. Oh, okay, I want to get this right now. That's the conversion process, which is also known as a sales funnel, right? So a sales funnel is essentially how you're able to convert people. So you may get leads, but if you're not making money, that means you have a poor, weak, or non-existent conversion process, non-existent funnel. Right. And so that's the other element that you need. And people have different types of funnels. People have webinar funnels. People have email campaign funnels, right? Email sequence funnels. People have funnels that involve running an ad, right? So you have to evaluate your funnel. And I'm talking about funnels that make you hundreds of thousands of dollars. Okay. Funnels that results in $1 million business, right? Per month, per year, whatever that looks like for you. That's the power of funnels, right? The reason why Starbucks is around, has multiple chains, is a multi-millionaire, maybe billion-dollar business or industry, is because it's not just because they have good coffee. It's because they have a clear system process that's duplicatable, just i.e. their funnel, which gets people in the door over and over and over and over and over again. So you have to stop and evaluate, what is my funnel? Is it clear? Are there hurdles? Are there checkpoints that people have to go through that I need to tweak or evaluate? So for example, I have a webinar funnel. So one of the things I do with businesses too is I can help you with setting up your webinar funnel. I've been able to make well over $200,000 just from webinar funnels, just from putting that together. And it's not hard, but you can't just go live, do a webinar, and then wait for the money to come in if you don't have the right strategies in place for the funnel to work and for the webinar to work. And I'll tell you right now that a webinar funnel, it's obviously not ideal for everybody, right? A webinar funnel is ideal for coaches and consultants. It's not ideal if you're selling, a $20 product, a $40 product, e-commerce, you don't need that, So you have to identify what's the appropriate funnel for your business. A lot of times it's honestly people just seeing the product. That's really what it comes down to. People seeing the product, people seeing the value of the product. I'm talking about if it's under $100, seeing the product, seeing the value of the product, and that's it. And then now when they go to the checkout process is simple. The checkout process is clear. The checkout process tells them, okay, when is this going to be shipped? Okay, how much, how do I pay for this? Okay, what card information do I put in? The checkout process is simple. That's it. Does it answer all their questions before they buy? Right? This is the conversion process. Once you begin to implement this, you can literally go from making $100, $200, maybe not even anything, to $500, $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 in a month because you have the right things, the right elements in place. You have your seed, meaning that your offer is very clear. It's something that people want to buy, right? Then, so that's your seed, right? And then the next thing, you have your water, you have the right strategies in place. I'm sorry, the next thing is that you know the right platform to use, right? The ground, right? So you have the right platform that you're going to utilize. Then after that, finally, after your the platform, the next thing you have is you have the strategies, the water, right? So you have the right strategies in place that you implement over and over again to get you results, to get you more and more visibility, more and more followers, more people inboxing you, DMing you, finding out what is this? Who are you? How do I talk to you? How do I buy your stuff? Where's the link? I need to purchase this, right? And the sun is the sales conversion process. That's where people say, okay, I'm ready to convert. So the conversion process is all about the funnel that you put into place. The clearer your funnel is, the more money you'll make, period. The clearer your funnel is, plus all the other elements, the more money you make. That, my friend, is business. That's business right there. That's how people are able to scale. That's how people are able to duplicate the process over and over and over again and have one business over here is a million-dollar business, another 10 million-dollar business, another six-figure business, over and over again because they have mastered all of those elements, right? They have mastered all of those elements. So I want you to take a little bit of time and think about what are those three elements that you need to put into your business for it to, I should say, four elements for you to market, for you to make more money than you have ever made before.